14 minutes past the hour of 5. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to the Smart Squad on Radio Islam International. It's been a long 2 weeks since we were on with you live on air. But the name is Noman Panchwaya, Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji as my co-host. Hafiz Hamad Hafiji behind the scenes, and he's going to be controlling, yes, 011-854-1548. WhatsApp number 072-786-1548. And we would like to welcome one and all those that are listening to us on medium wave 1548, those that are listening to us on DSTV channel 826, those that are listening to us on www.radioislam.co.za, and of course those that are listening to us on our different satellite receivers. We would like to welcome one and all. Hope you had a lekker Eid. It's been 1 week since Eid and 2 weeks since we were last on, but alhamdulillah, awesome to be back in company with you guys, inshallah. And we're going to be keeping you company right up until 8 p.m. this evening. Hafiz Hanzala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Oman. I hope you are keeping well. Had a lovely Eid and alhamdulillah. It's good to be back on the Smart Squad once again.
It's been a week already, Hafiz Hanzala. Tell us, how was your Eid? Have you recovered from all that eating on Eid day, and I would say Eid day rather? How has it been for you?
Yeah, well, alhamdulillah, you know, Eid was quite different. Well, not quite, very different from the other years, but definitely something to remember, something we really enjoyed as well. And yeah, I can't complain. The eating was very good on the Eid day.
Can you recall what you were doing last week this time?
Last week this time, I was relaxing at home.
So just after that Eid lunch, maybe?
No, so actually what happened was this year Eid, we quite different. We started very early in the morning. So by the time we came back, it was already 11. So instead of having a breakfast, we kind of had like a brunch, you know, breakfast and lunch put together. So it was all in one. But yeah, and after, you know, come afternoon time, you start feeling a bit tired, you want to relax, you take it easy, you unwind. And yeah, alhamdulillah, that's how the day was spent. But can't complain, it went very well. What was your Eid like? How did you celebrate your Eid this year with your family? And did you find it any different in comparison to the other Eid?
Yeah, it was a bit different because of the whole, what we would say, lockdown regulations and all of that. Firstly, missing the Eidgah, you know, having the Eid Salah in the masjid. But alhamdulillah, at least we had Eid Salah in the masjid compared to our Eid al-Fitr, where we missed out on that as well. So that was something good. But then again, as we would say, it wasn't like the normal Eids that we would have in the previous years. But the afternoon went in sleeping, and I think, yeah, this time also last week I was actually just relaxing after eating quite a bit. Yeah. But we back. Yeah.
Roman, I remember when I messaged you last week, you said that not to worry, when I come to radio this week, you're going to have parcels ready for me. I'm not exactly sure if you brought it with you or it's in the car at the moment.
No, it's there.
Where's there? By the house.
In the Radio Islam's refrigeration section. But that we'll have to sort out post 8 p.m. inshallah.
Okay, not a problem. As long as it's here, we know, then. Makes me look forward to going back home to something in my hand.
Yeah, definitely. If not, maybe it's just an empty plastic. But yeah, it's awesome to be back in your company, and we hope, inshallah, that you have an awesome evening with us as well. Hafiz Hanzala, SSQ Smart Squad question for this evening.
Yeah, well, you know, it was unfortunately, and understanding that last Saturday was Eid and we couldn't discuss anything Eid related, so we had to find out from our listeners, firstly, how was the Eid, and secondly, we want to know from you, have you ever eaten anything of the meat, whether it's the sheep, the cow, that you didn't know what exactly it was, even though you don't like it, but you only found out after you had eaten it. So, for example, you know, sometimes your parents or your spouse could cook something for you, such as the kaleji or the brain or something, and you don't know what it is. And only afterwards you found out that that's the exact part of the meat of the sheep or the cow you've eaten. And then when you find out, it almost feels like it's not digesting in the stomach, or it feels like it's still stuck in the throat. So let us know from, we want to know from you, what is it that you have ever eaten, whether it's from the cow or the sheep, that you don't generally enjoy, and you only found out after it's eaten. And while you eat, maybe on the dasturkhan, and you just see everyone smiling, laughing, and they know what's going on, but they don't want to tell you because they see you enjoying it so much. Share with us your experience on 0727861548. And, you know, each one of us could be caught in that situation in that moment because we're so hungry. And it feels really good, but only to realize it's not something you would eat if you were told it is.
So I don't know if anyone has been caught up with that, the brain, the sheep brain one.
The magaj.
Yeah, what they call it, the bej.
The beju, yes.
So some might say, you know what, hey, some lacquer eggs that we're eating, you know, scrambled eggs. Or another one would be, they'll tell you it's fillet steak, but you, for example, eating bull tongue or something of that sort.
Right.
So, yeah, have you been caught up in something like that? Let us know, 0727861548. Have you eaten something of a sheep that you would generally not eat if you knew what it was, but you were only told after eating, like, your parents would be like, hey, did you enjoy it? And you'd be like, hey, yes, this thing was good, man. What was it? And then all of a sudden, they'll tell you what you ate now, for example, was the ojiri. And then it's too late. Too late. But you enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly. And what was your reaction after finding out that, you know, you had eaten this? Because I'm sure at that moment, even though you enjoyed it so much, I remember once we were in school, man, and after Eid, all the, like, the students in the classroom were discussing with the educator, you know, about this beju situation, and this person actually enjoyed it so much. Only afterwards, when the platter was done, they told them that you ate beju, and the person's entire reaction towards this thing changed.
Sure.
But I think sometimes they, you know, like they say, ignorance is bliss. You don't know, you just eat it and you enjoy it. Afterwards, when you find out, then you feel like, no, I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, so I'm seeing a flood of messages coming through, and we'll be reading that out very soon. But while we go for this break, we're going to ask Hafiz Hamad to open up lines, inshallah. We'll take a few callers till the Maghrib break. But the time now is 22 minutes past the hour 5. Let's go for some top Nasheed hits.
Mustafa, Mustafa,
مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفاء سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفاء كان في عطفه لليتامى دفاء حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إليه ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يديه الصلاة عليه والسلام عليه للسماء ارتقى فأتى بالنقاء وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا كان من عفوه حين حان اللقاء قال فلتذهبوا أنتم الطلقاء مصطفى مصطفى حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إليه ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يديه الصلاة عليه والسلام عليه كان في هديه منهجا وسطا كانت تسعده بسمة البسطا سيد في الكرم قمة في العطاء
مصطفى مصطفى منبع
للصفا سيد الأنبياء
مشعل في الوفا كنبي عصره
لليتامى دفاع
قسما بالله رب العالمين
أضاء الكون هدى والسهل تزين والأكم وتمايلت الدنيا طربا.
कोई तो है जो निजाम हस्ती चला रहा है वही खुदा है,
वही खुदा है,
दिखाई भी जो न दे नजर भी जो आ रहा है वही खुदा है,
वही खुदा है।
या अल्लाह या रहमान, 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 या अल्लाह या रहमान।
शहर में तू, मसा में तू, जमीन आसमान में तू, गुलों के रंगों बू में तू, हवा में तू, फजा में तू, शहर में तू, मसा में तू, जमीन आसमान में तू, गुलों के रंगों बू में तू, हवा में तू, फजा में तू, जहाँ का जर्रा जर्रा है तेरे वजूद का निशान।
mere maula maula maula
I am Maulana Imtiaz Sidat from the UK and you are listening to the Smart Squad on Radio Islam International
Allahu mere maula maula maula
28 minutes past the hour of 5 welcome back to the Smart Squad and our question to you this afternoon going into the evening we're asking you what have you got caught or what have you eaten and of a sheep or of a bull and you were only told afterwards what it was but you really enjoyed it. I'm just going to go through some of them that came through. Okay, let me take one before we take our calls. Abizanzala, this one saying, I got caught to eat bull tongue was made as coal meat. I was told after 2 days at the time of eating I enjoyed it. Yeah, they must have told him, you know what, just taste this thing, it's actually lekker. And after 2 days you're told that is bull tongue that you're eating.
Yeah, but by then, you see, man, it's so late, you don't even really, you know, you wouldn't feel really feel so bad or, you know, think so much about it because you enjoyed it and you know it's over.
Mm.
Yeah, most of the time it so happens when, in the moment, if you are told about something that you don't enjoy, that's the time when mostly people experience the difficulty of eating it.
Some interesting ones that have come through. We're going to be reading that out very soon, inshallah. Let's take our caller. Caller, you are live on the Smart Squad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Zakira Khan.
Zakira Khan, mashallah. Zakira Khan, tell us where are you calling us from?
From Durban.
From Durban, mashallah. And where in Durban, Zakira?
Asheville.
From Asheville, mashallah. Zakira Khan from Asheville, tell us, how was your Eid?
Alhamdulillah.
What awesome stuff did you do on Eid Day?
I saw goat and sheep.
Oh, okay. Mashallah, that's quite interesting. Tell us, Zakira, what are you going to be doing for us on the program?
I'm going to do the praise of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Go for it. We await for that.
Alhamdulillah. خلقي من عذاب نزلت دول المختار في كداد مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على هدي فيك خلقي وخلقي كل به من
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله very very well recited there. Zakira Khan from Asheville, tell us what nazm should we play for you.
I'm looking for Lucas.
Okay, not a problem. We'll play that for you. We'll ask Hafiz Hamad to play that for you.
My brother would like to speak.
Not a problem. Let's speak to your brother.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And what's the brother's name?
Ismail,
mashallah. Ismail, tell me, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Alhamdulillah. Tell us, Ismail from Asheville, how old are you?
6 years old.
6 years old, mashallah. Tell me, what are you going to be doing for us this afternoon going into the evening?
I want to count in Arabic to
10. Oh, okay, mashallah. Go for it. Count for us.
واحد اثنان ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة.
Yes, mashallah, on point. And tell us who taught you that.
My mommy.
Your mommy, mashallah, man, really, really well recited there. Ismail, 6 years old. What nazm should we play for you?
Mawla
ya salli. Okay, we'll tell our engineer to play that for you. Jazakallah so much for your call, Ismail. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Khan siblings, Zakira and Ismail, calling us all the way from Asheville. Okay, we're going to be taking our next caller just in a minute or so. This one saying, assalamu alaikum. My mother gave us kebabs made of insides only. She knows that we hated eating those parts, and after we ate, she asked, did you like it? It was tasty, but after eat, we never eat kebabs from that day. Imagine eating kebabs with, I think, that ojuri meat, the insides, yeah.
You could never ever trust the word kebab again. That's
oh,
what
that
it
sounds
meant.
Really... Oh. Okay, quite a bit have come through. We're going to be reading that out. Hafiz Hanzala, let's go to the next one.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What's your name?
Jarir,
mashallah, where are you calling from? Jarir,
Mayfair.
Mayfair, alhamdulillah. How old are you? Jarir? Jarir, we cannot hear you. Are you still there? Seems like we've just lost our caller there. Well, inshallah, he can always call us back. He said he's calling from Mayfair.
Yeah, I think his surname is Karsani. He has called us a few times. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, you are live on Assalamu
alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Zainab.
Mashallah. Zainab, what's your surname?
Ismail.
Zainab Ismail, mashallah. And where are you calling us from, Zainab? No problem.
I think she's going to find out where they stay.
Yeah, maybe like they're going to visit.
Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Oh, mashallah. Zainab Ismail, correct? Your surname is Ismail, right?
Mm.
How was your Eid?
Nice.
Nice, mashallah. And what did you do on Eid day?
Play with my cousin.
Right.
And... I saw how my mommy cutted her sheep.
Oh, you saw how your mommy cutted her sheep and?
And I saw how they cut the cow.
Ooh, okay. Was it, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay, mashallah. Zainab Ismail, what are you going to be doing for us?
Another.
Go for it. Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La la, la la stadu ma la, kaina stadu ma la. جونا هنا خلصك لا 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 تان
ما شاء الله really well recited. Zainab Ismail, what nazm should we play for you?
Mountains of
Mecca. Okay, inshallah Hafiz Hamad will play that for you when we go for our nazm break, okay? Jazakallah so much for your call, Zainab. Assalamu alaikum. Zainab Ismail, calling us from Lanesha, requesting Mountains of Mecca. Let's go to our next call, Hafiz Hanzala.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, are you there? Well, let's take our next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. What's your name? I'm afraid I cannot hear you.
Muhammad Rayyan,
mashallah. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
That's good. Tell me, how was your Eid?
Alhamdulillah, my hands are up in the air because I always try phoning, but I don't get through.
Oh, mashallah. We're so happy for you that you got through.
Mashallah.
And how does it feel to be on the Smart Squad?
Nice.
Very good. Tell me, what did you do on Eid day?
The stuff that we normally do.
Oh, okay, so that's the same, good. Same thing. So it was like a normal Eid, like every other Eid.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. As long as you enjoyed your Eid and you had lots of fun.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Okay, and what about the slaughtering?
Yeah, I also had fun with the slaughtering.
Gee, what was it? Cows, sheep?
Sheep and goats.
Sheep and goats, mashallah. How many did you put down?
I'm helping all of them.
Okay. And who else was helping?
Me, my sister, and my cousin.
Oh, alhamdulillah, that's good. So you all had lots of fun with the slaughtering.
Yes.
Mashallah. Now tell me, what are you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to read a tefillah.
You can start, Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Sadaq Allahu Al-Azim, mashallah, mashallah. And now, before you leave, which nazm do you want to listen to?
Any of the Najam
Shed nazm. No problem. Inshallah, when we go for a nasheed break, we will play that for you. Keep listening to the program.
Can my sister please read?
No problem. Call your sister.
Rashid. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. What's your name?
Sahla.
Sahla. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And did you have a very lovely Eid as well?
Yes.
What did you do on Eid day?
We saw the slaughtering.
Gee. Did you eat any of the Eid meat?
Gee?
Did you eat the meat from the goats or the sheep?
Gee.
Oh, that's good. Did you enjoy it?
Kaleji.
Oh, you ate the kaleji. Did you eat it on Eid day itself or the day after?
Fresh.
Fresh, fresh. Oh, you just took it out of the goat and down the mouth. Oh, okay. Now, what are you going to do for us?
Akira.
Please start reading. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yasin. Wal Qur'anil hakim. Innaka laminal mursaleen. Ala siratin mustaqim. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأبصار فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون
إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون.
MashaAllah, Sadaqallahu al-Azim, well done, well done. And now, your nazm that you would love to listen to?
Any of the nazm.
Okay, no problem, no problem. We'll play that nazm for you just now.
The best
nasheed. Okay, perfect. We'll play the best nasheed for you. JazakAllah so much for your call. Assalamu alaikum.
MashaAllah, that was Sahla and Mohammed Rayyan. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, you're live on the Smart Squad. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Charir.
Charir, yes, MashaAllah. Charir Karsani, correct?
Si.
Okay, I don't know why we lost you out there. Charir, tell us, how are you today?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Tell me, how was your Eid?
It was nice.
It was nice. What were you doing on Eid day, Jarir?
We slaughtered sheep. Then we watched the bulls being slaughtered.
Oh, okay. MashaAllah. And how many did you slaughter?
One.
One. Okay. MashaAllah. Jarir Karasani, what are you going to be doing for us on the program?
A surah.
Go for it. Bismillah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhaakum al-takasur. حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترهن الجحيم ثم لترهنها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
Sadaqallahu al-Azim, MashaAllah, Jarir Karsani, very well recited there. Tell us, what nazm should we play for you?
Samia.
Okay. Not a problem. Should we play any one of Samia Essas? Okay, inshallah, we'll do so. Jazakallah so much for your call, Jarir. Let's speak to your sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And tell us, what's your name?
Khadija Karsani.
Khadija Karsani, mashallah. Khadija, tell us, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Alhamdulillah. And what were you doing today, Khadija?
I was playing.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun, mashallah. Khadija, what are you going to be doing for us on the program?
I'm gonna be reading with us.
Go for it, Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-ladina amanu mu'amil al-salihati. Watawasaw bil-haqqi. Watawasaw bil-sabr.
Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Khadija Karsani, very well recited. And what nazm should we play for you? Should it be Samiha Essas as well? What's your favorite one?
A different one of Samia Essa.
Okay, not a problem. So we'll play for you another nazm by Samia Essa, inshallah. Jazakallah so much. Okay, unfortunately, we only take two callers per line, but they can call us after Maghrib, okay? Jazakallah so much. Assalamu alaikum. That was Khadija in Jarir Karsani calling us all the way from Mayfair, mashallah. And just reiterating, Hafiz Anzala, two callers per line, but they can call us back, inshallah, after the Maghrib break. Our question for this evening on the Smart Squad, we're asking you, what have you eaten on Eid Day which you didn't know? Like, for example, what you were eating, and then you were only told after a while what it was. This one's saying, Hafiz Anzala, salams, I asked what it is years ago. My aunt said, just try it. It was okay at my second bite. She said, it's the stomach. I just ran and vomited. I never ate before that and never again. So, yeah, told afterwards that it's actually stomach that you're eating. This one's saying, let me just go through it. Salaamu Alaikum. I once ate Bhumla. Is it Bhumla?
I don't know.
Actually, saying it was cooked with Indian veg. I enjoyed it until I... Bhumla is... Is it... I think it is Bhumla. It's dried fish. So I once ate Bhumla. It was cooked with Indian veg. I enjoyed it until I found out later what it was. Then I felt nauseous the entire time after. It lasted for about a day. Dried fish. Imagine, Hafiz Anzala. That was something that someone tried out. Another one here saying, Assalamu alaikum. I was given tripe to eat. I only realized after a while what it was, and it's what you guys call ojiri. I felt nauseous for the entire week thinking about it. A week. Imagine it lasted a week, Hafiz Anzala.
I always think about it that imagine getting caught in the situation, and sometimes you think that you'll be fine, but most of these instances, these people actually suffer for it for days or even a week.
What would you do, Hafiz Anzala, if you were caught up in that?
I think if I was caught up, then possibly the first thing that would come to my mind is I would find something to freshen the mouth. You know, I would brush my teeth.
Right.
Get something that, you know, maybe... flush, like, you know, to have lots of water to cleanse out the system, then.
Yeah. And if you were told after about 2 or 3 days, would you still go try it if you enjoyed it?
No, I wouldn't. Because, you know, that's the thing that you haven't been, you know, just by the mere thought of it, it's something that you're not enjoying. But because you got caught into it, I don't think you would really still do it.
This one's saying, have you guys ever heard someone saying no to paya? In my family, paya is a no-go. But they haven't understood the true reality and the nice part of it.
I think it differs from family to family. Like, I know lots of people that, you know, when it comes to slaughtering, then they make sure everything that gets taken home. From the paya to the ojri to everything, right? Nothing is left behind. And then with us, it's only the meat. So we make sure that, you know, we before we leave the house, we know what we must only bring back. So it's not like we haven't been used to. And I think it's different because, like, some families, if the paya is not there the first day, if the ojri is not there, or they don't get to eat the kalaji on the first day, then for them, it's like it's not the same eat.
The son coming through saying, Assalamu alaikum. That's quite interesting. I actually wanted to always tell someone what I ate. My family members actually cooked sheep head like a soup. And thereafter, they served it to all of us saying it's mutton soup. After we drank it, they said it was a sheep head that was left to boil inside a few spice mixed water. And I haven't actually drank soup after that. Imagine you being told after that it's sheep head that is put to boil.
Yeah, and that's like, imagine, Oman, after that you don't ever trust the
cook.
Or even if someone tells you it's just normal soup, you're not going to have it.
Okay, so it's time for Maghrib now. Inshallah, we'll be on after that up until 7 p.m. Next up will be the Maghrib Adhan, thereafter rendition of Surah Waqia. And lines will be open again, inshallah, 011-854-1548. You can send through your interactions for our Smart Squad question. In the meanwhile, we're asking, what have you eaten, which we would say is not something you would eat if you knew what it was? Like, for example, sheep or bull tongue, or, for example, the brains or something of that sort on Eid Day. Let us know, inshallah. We will read that out.
after the Maghrib break. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Smart Squad. Lines are open. 011-854-1548. Our WhatsApp number 072-786-1548. Our interactive question we are asking is, what have you eaten on Eid Day which you would normally not have and you were told about it maybe 2 or 3 days after you ate it? What was your reaction like? And some people speaking about made to eat bultang and not told about it. Another person spoke about paya, saying they're not fans of it. Another one said they were told to eat the made kebabs with the intestines of a sheep or the insides of a sheep, and they enjoyed it till they were told what it was. Quite a bit of interesting interactions that have come through.
Yes, that's correct, Numan. And at the same time, you know, while we're waiting for more interactions to be coming through, inshallah, we're also waiting our our calls from the listeners out there to call in, to sing the nasheed, to ask riddles, to share a message, or even, you know, whatever it may be, to recite a portion of the Quran. You can call us on 011-854-1548. And, you know, as we can see behind the scenes, there's a changeover with the engineer and Brother Mahmoud taking over at this time of the evening. Inshallah, we're also going to get to know from Brother Mahmoud what's his thoughts like if he ever got caught in a situation like this, whether he had to have something which he doesn't generally eat, and only afterwards he found out once he had eaten.
Yeah, so quite a bit that have come through. We can ask our engineer also, Brother Mahmoud, what is it that he might have eaten on Eid Day or something of that sort? And besides what he mentioned there, Havizantala, I don't know, bultang maybe?
Okay. I think Brother Mahmoud must have eaten beju.
He's asking us, what's that sheep brain, Brother Mahmoud? Is it nice? He says it tastes like eggs.
He did have it.
Yeah, he says he enjoyed it. Okay, so I wonder what spices were put inside.
I hope his mom is listening at this time. She can cook more of the same.
Okay, so we're going to get a personal view from him, inshallah, very soon. But lines are open, 011-854-1548, and Brother Mahmoud will be taking the callers now. You can call us, inshallah, in our WhatsApp number, 072-786-1548. Avizanzala, someone saying here, assalamu alaikum. Yes, have you guys ever tried sheep head being boiled as soup? I think that's similar to the message that we got before Maghrib, where they put a full sheep head into maybe spices and water and then they made to drink it as soup. But you are told that maybe it's, for example, chicken soup and you enjoy it, and after that it's like, guys, what you drank was actually boiled sheep head.
Mm. You know, man, for us, we've been having this interaction coming through of the soup when it comes to the head. But lots of people actually, you'll see, not only the brain part, but they actually use other parts of the sheep head to make curry, to make other, you know, like just to use for cooking. And I wonder, like, why is it that you cannot let go?
Okay, so we'll keep it at that. Let's go to our lines. Caller, you are live on the Smart Squad. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Zakaria Mullah.
Zakaria Mullah, mashallah. Zakaria, tell us, how are you today?
Alhamdulillah.
Zakaria Mullah, where are you calling us from?
Lanesia.
From Lanesia, mashallah. Zakaria, tell us, how was your Eid?
Alhamdulillah,
that's
nice.
Alhamdulillah, that's nice. Yeah, I can imagine you might have had a lot of fun. What did you do on Eid Day?
No, we went to my nana's farm.
Right.
And then we stayed there for 2 days, and yeah.
That was about, were you catching the sheep?
Gee.
How many did you catch?
About 6.
Yo, okay. And was it easy to pick them up?
No.
Oh, okay. Zakaria, did you pick up the sheep or the sheep picked you up?
No, I picked up the sheep.
Oh, okay. MashaAllah. Zakaria Mullah from Lanesia, tell us, how old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11 years old, mashallah. And what are you going to be doing for us this evening?
I'm going to sing another
song. Go for it, bismillah.
Mustafa, Mustafa, Manba'ul Safa, Sayyidul Anbiya, Mish'adun fil Wafa, Kana fi Atfi, Liyatama Jifa, Hanna Qalbi Lahu, Fawa Shawqan Ilay, Laysa Arju Siwa, Sobatan Min Yaday,
الصلاة علي والسلام علي كان في عصره.
Oh, mashallah, mashallah, you're going quite well. Must we ask our engineer to play it for you in the background and you want to sing with it?
Okay,
see. Okay, let's ask our engineer. He's going to be playing that out for us. And inshallah, in the background, and then you can go with it, okay?
See.
Go for it. Yeah, we're going to go.
Mustafa, Mustafa. أنباع الصفا سيد الأنبياء مشهد في الوفا كان في عطفه ليتامى جفا أن قلبي له صاب شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, very, very well recited. Did that help you in the background?
Yes.
Zakaria, I know you enjoy this nazam. How long did it take you to learn those words?
About 1 week.
Oh, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Really well recited there. Tell us, what nazam should we play for you, Zakaria?
Any nazam of Muhammad al-Muqeet.
Any nazam of Muhammad al-Muqeet. Okay, we'll play that for you. Jazakallah so much for your call, and we hope to speak to you again, okay?
Inshallah.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Zakaria Mullah, mashallah. Mustafa, Mustafa. Jazakallah to Brother Mahmood for playing that track in the background. Let's go to our next call. Hafiz Anzala.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
What's your name?
Ayub.
Ayub, and where are you calling from?
From Palm Ridge.
Palm Ridge. How are you doing this Saturday evening?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, that's good. Did you enjoy your Eid?
Yes.
And what did you do on your Eid day?
Never really do anything.
We
went home,
we
go to the farm.
Oh, that's good, that's good. So not everybody went to the farm?
Huh?
Not everybody went to the farm?
Yep. We went home and then my grandfather took me to go get the kalajian from the farm.
Oh, nice. So did you have kalajian on Eid day itself?
No, only my grandmother and my grandfather.
Oh, you never eat it?
Yes.
What did you eat on Eid day?
We ate a braai.
A braai? Mm. Did you have a braai of kurbani made from this year or last year?
No, we have a braai of kurbani.
Oh, of kurbani meat, mashallah, that's nice. Tell me, what are you going to do for us now?
I'm going to be reading a surah.
You can start, Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam nashrah laka sadraka wa da'ana anka wisraka alladhi anqadha dhahraka wa rafa'na laka dhikraka fa inna ma'al usri yusra إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. Is your surname Hussein?
Yes.
How do you think I did guess that right? Yes, that's good. That's good. So you must keep calling us and inshallah we'll always remember you.
Yes.
Jazakallah so much for your call, but tell me which nazm you want to listen to.
Cotton
candy sky. Not a problem. Just now when we go for our nasheed break, it will be played for you. Take care. Enjoy your week. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, that's what you were saying, brother man.
Calling us from Palm Ridge, and he said he had a lekker braai on Eid Day. This one saying, Salams, did you ever have the tail and the tongue? They say the tongue is better than fillet. Eish. The tongue is better than fillet, Avi Zanzala.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you would be able to
put three
ticks to that.
Not even one.
They say their tongue is, but I wouldn't try it also. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, you are live on the Smart Squad. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Muhammad Urwa Kathrada.
Muhammad Urwa Kathrada, Masha Allah. Tell us, how are you today?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah, we well. And how was your Eid, Muhammad Urwa?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What did you do on Eid Day?
I was celebrating and touching the kidneys and...
Oh, okay, that sounds interesting. And were you tired by the end of the day?
Yes.
Ah, yeah, all of us. Muhammad Urwa Kathrada, tell us, what are you going to be doing for us on the program?
The first kalima.
Go for it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم به وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم به تبت عنه وتبرأت من الكفر والشرك والمعاصي كلها أسلمت وآمنت وأقول لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Muhammad Urwa Kathrada, very, very well recited. What should we play for you?
Koi kaise.
Koi kaise, samajh paaye. We'll tell our engineer, Brother Mahmood, to play that for you. Jazakallah so much for your call, Muhammad Urwa. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, that was Muhammad Urwa Kathrada. He wants us to play Kohi Ke Se Samajupaye by Hafiz Abu Bakr. Let's go to our next caller.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
salam. Who are we speaking to?
Muhammad Ali Patel.
Who?
Muhammad Ali Patel.
Muhammad Ali Patel, where are you calling from?
Azadville,
mashallah. How's your Saturday going?
Okay.
It's okay?
Good.
Okay. Tell me, what did you do Eid Day?
I went to the dining room to see the sheep cutting.
Oh, you did cut sheep?
Good.
And did you enjoy cutting it?
Yes.
Very good. Mama, tell me, what are you going to do for us? Bismillah, you can start.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iza waqatul waqia alaykani waqatuha qadib waqa batu waqia al-zalik zakil ardu razza wa bushatil zibal basar kanat aga ammin basar wa kuntum azyazan salata fa ashabil maymana kima ashabil maymana wa ashabil amatina ashabil mas'ana السابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير لا يشتهون صدق الله العظيم.
Sadaqallahu al-Azim, you read so well, mashallah, keep it up. Muhammad Ali, what nazm do you want to listen to?
Ba-
Papa John.
Okay, perfect. Papa John?
My sister wants to do.
All right, call your sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, rahmatullah. What's your name?
Asya.
Asya, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. How old are you?
3 years old.
3 years old. Mashallah, you're so big. Asya?
Yes.
Are you going to be reading Quran for us?
Surah Yasin.
Surah Yasin. Bismillah, you can start.
Ji,
you can read. Mashallah, mashallah. Well done, well done, Asya. Ji, which nazm you want to listen to? Aisha?
Hasbi
Rabbi, no problem. Inshallah, just now we're going to play that for you. You must listen to radio, okay?
Jazakallah.
Ameen, no problem. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Mashallah, yeah. Siblings, Avisansala, Patel siblings, Muhammad Ali and Aisha from Azadwal, very well recited. They imagine 3 years old and reciting Surah Yasin.
Mashallah,
the heart of the Quran. The time has just gone 25 minutes to the hour of 7. Brother Mahmoud, let's go for some top Nasheed hits. When we come back, we take more calls. Stay tuned.
Allah has given me a cotton candy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple and white. I sometimes see the gray and I sometimes feel the rain, but I'll see the colors of the cotton candy sky again. I see the red of my mother's love, the true blue of my father's hugs. I see the orange of my sibling's smile. I see the pink and the white of the love of my life, and the deep, deep green that all children bring are the coolness of my eyes. For Allah has given me a cotton candy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple and white. I sometimes see the gray and I sometimes feel the rain, but I'll see the colors of the cotton candy sky again. Whenever I am down, I look up to the sky and I see the signs from Allah Most High. Most of all, I see light, endless light upon light. Mercy from Allah, who is yours and mine. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Rabbil Alameen.
تهاني الحب تسبقنا إليها وتنثور وردانا من مطلتيها يرفرف سعدنا في كل درب فيبتهي بستان الطافي عليها تهاني الحب تسبقنا إليها وتنثور وردانا من مطلتيها يرفرف سعدنا في كل درب فيبتهي بستان الطافي عليها سمجھ پائے گرت باشا سبز گنبد کا کوئی کیسے سمجھ پائے گرت باشا سبز گنبد کا کوئی کیسے سمجھ پائے گ
حسرت سے تکتی ہے نگاہیں آسماں اس کو بڑی حسرت سے تکتی ہے نگاہیں آسماں اس کو بڑی حسرت سے تکتی ہے ہوتا ہے ہرے پتوں کو اکثر دیکھ کر محسوس ہوتا ہے ہرے پتوں کو اکثر دیکھ کر محسوس ہوتا ہے درختوں نے سجا
عظیم انسان بنوں گا میں حافظ قرآن
اللہ یوفقکم
حسبي ربي جل الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
حسبي ربي جل الله حسبي ربي جل الله
সে জীবনেরই চলতি পথে চোখের জল ঝরে পড়ে আমার বুক ভেঙে যায় বেদনা বিপদ আপদ মুসিবতে দুদিনেরই গতি পথে পাই না খুঁজে
مشعل في الوفا كان في عطفه لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إليه ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يديه الصلاة عليه والسلام عليه للسماء ارتقى فأتى بالنقاء وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا كان من عفوه حين حان اللقاء قال فلتذهبوا أنتم الطلقاء مصطفى مصطفى حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إليه ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يديه الصلاة عليه والسلام عليه كان في هديه منهجا وسطا كانت تسعده بسمة البسطا سيد في الكرم قمة في العطاء
مصطفى مصطفى
منبع سيد الأنبياء
مشعل في الوفاء
لليتامى دفاع
mother has given me a cotton candy sky, a little bit of blue.
Assalamu alaikum, it's your brother Zain Bika, and you're listening to the Smart Squad only on Radio Islam International.
But I'll see the colors of the cotton candy sky again.
12 minutes to the hour of 7. Welcome back to the Smart Squad. Let's go to our lines. Caller, you are live in the Smart Squad. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Khadija Abbas.
Khadija Abbas. MashaAllah. Khadija Abbas, tell us, where are you calling us from?
From Heidelberg.
From Heidelberg. MashaAllah. Khadija Abbas, how old are you?
3 years.
3 years old. MashaAllah. Tell me, how was your Eid, Khadija?
It was very nice.
It was very nice. MashaAllah. Khadija, what are you going to be doing for us today on the Smart Squad?
Nazam.
You want to sing a Nazam? Go for it. Bismillah.
Cotton candy sky.
Okay, you can go ahead. Allah. Are you going to sing that one for us? Khadija? Khadija, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to sing for us? Allah has given us a cotton candy sky.
Allah has given me a cotton candy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white. I sometimes see.
Okay, it seems like Khadija is not there. Maybe she might be shy to sing for us. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, you are live on the Smart Squad. Assalamu alaikum. And who are we speaking to?
Muhammad Tella.
Muhammad Tella, mashallah. Muhammad Tella, where in the world are you calling us from?
Lanesia.
From Lanesia. And how was your Eid?
Very nice.
Very nice. Tell us, what were you up to on Eid day?
I got 9 sheep.
Yo. And? How many bulls?
No bulls.
No bulls. Next year, inshallah. Next year, inshallah, okay?
Si.
Muhammad Talha, what are you going to be doing for us today?
Yasin.
Yeah, okay. Can you read for us a small portion, okay?
Si.
Jazakallah so much. Go away for it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول ولا أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين.
Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Muhammad Talha. Tell us, are you doing hives?
No.
Okay, but inshallah soon, okay?
Yes.
Okay, inshallah.
I'm 10 years.
Okay?
I'm going to do hives and I'm 10 years.
Inshallah, Amin. And at the moment, how old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8, so inshallah in a year or 2, you're going to be starting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a complete and dedicated hafiz, inshallah, okay?
Yes.
Amin. Muhammad Talha, what should we play for you?
Baba telephone,
Ulumu Ho. Okay, we'll tell our engineer brother Mahmoud to play that for you, inshallah.
My sister speak.
Let's speak to your sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Nasiha,
mashallah. Nasiha, how old are you?
9.
9 years old. Nasiha, what do you plan on doing for us this evening?
Surat al-A'la.
Okay, go for it, bismillah.
سورة الأعلى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنك أقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم جهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيتذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
صدق الله العظيم. ما شاء الله. Nasiha, very, very well recited there. And what nazm should we play for you?
Any nice nazm.
Any nice nazm. We'll play for you something awesome, okay?
Mulana?
Ji?
Can you please make sure I finish my hizb?
I mean, inshallah. And how many paras have you done, Nasiha?
Only on Surat al-Tariq.
Okay, mashallah. At least that's something. And you took that first step. So, inshallah, your hifz will be easy and you'll become a complete hafidah, inshallah, soon. Okay?
Ameen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you.
Ameen.
Ameen. And then you must have good news for us soon, okay? To say, I've completed my hifz. Okay, jazakallah so much for your call, Nasiha. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, we request our listeners also to make dua for all those that are becoming hafidhs and hafidha. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Ameen. Hafiz Anzala, let's take our final caller for the Smart Squad this evening.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
What's your name?
Zainab.
Zainab, and your surname?
Tango.
Tango, mashallah. How are you keeping this Saturday evening?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
We're very well. Are you calling from Marlborough?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, so we remember. And tell me, how was your Eid?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, that's good. What did you actually do on your Eid day?
I went to my cousin's house in Roshni.
Roshni, wow, that's nice. And how was it with the slaughtering?
We never
got sick, so. Oh, okay, I see. As long as you had a lovely Eid and you enjoyed your time with your family.
Yes.
Okay, mashallah. What are you planning to do for us?
To read Surah Duha.
Please go ahead. Bismillah. صدق الله العظيم ما شاء الله. Which nazm do you want to listen to?
99 names of Allah.
Ninth, no problem. Just now when we go for our break, inshallah, we will play the names.
My cousin wants to speak.
No problem. Please call your cousin.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam rahmatullah. What's your name?
Amira.
Amira. And is your surname also Dango?
No, it's Hassan.
Hassan. Okay, that's so good. Tell me, what are you going to be doing for us? Are you going to read Quran? You want to sing a nasheed? What do you plan to do?
I'm going to cotton candy. Guys.
Okay, you can start. Bismillah.
Allah. If you are me a cotton candy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white. I saw the trees again, I saw the trees again, but I see the colors of the cotton candy sky of green. I see the red of my mother's love, and the blue of my father's heart. I see the orange siblings' mine.
Are you done? Okay, well done, mashallah, mashallah. And which nazm you want to listen to? Your favorite one?
Um
Can we play for you one nice nasheed?
Can you play for me Hasbi Waqi?
Okay, perfect. We're going to play that for you just now. Jazakallah so much for the call. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, there's a cousin's calling all the way from Marlboro.
Yes, Zainab Dengo as well as Amira Hassan, mashallah to them. Okay, so Hafizanzala, some interactions. This one quite a bit spoke about the cow tongue as well as the brains and it, right? But this one saying, Assalamu alaikum. Hope you all in the best of conditions and had a splendid Eid. Alhamdulillah, we did. We slaughtered our cow on Friday. So Saturday breakfast, my hubby made sandwiches and left for work. I really enjoyed the sandwiches till I called and asked him how he made it, and he said he used cow's tongue. So another one. All those sandwiches I had came out automatically. I learned Kurbani time before you put anything in your mouth, ask.
That's a good one.
Yeah, before you ask, just but you know, sometimes the people would say, just eat it, man. We'll tell you afterwards. Don't ask so many questions.
Good. Give it a try. Just try.
Just try, man. And, you know, this eggs is lekker for breakfast. Scrambled eggs. And then all of a sudden you realize it's
not eggs.
Yeah, so most of the individuals speaking about cow tongue being used, as well as the brains, the sheep brain. And I think Kaleji would be most of the people having it. Some would say no, they're not fans of it. Someone actually mentioning here saying, the aftertaste of Kaleji, no ways. I don't know how you feel about that.
The aftertaste? I don't know. Brother Mahmoud says it tastes like powder.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm actually not a fan of it also, so...
But do they cook it by house on Eid?
Yeah. Right. The family would, but true. I wouldn't. Okay, so Jazakallah to all that have interacted with us. It's been awesome being in your company. It's 7 p.m. on the dot, and we'll be on the Yo-Yo Show, inshallah. But to all those that have sent through the messages, we actually try and tie it up, Avizanzala. We try to summarize it. Your final comments for all our Smart Squad listeners?
Yeah, you know, it was good to know from you people what you actually did and how it was for you on Eid, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we look forward to you. Look forward to spending another weekend with you, inshallah, next week. Remember us in your du'as. Until then, take care. Stay safe. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.